The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus withdrew toward the sea with his disciples. A large number of people followed from Galilee and from Judea. Hearing what he was doing, a large number of people came to him also from Jerusalem, from Idumea, from beyond the Jordan, and from the neighborhood of Tyre and Sidon. He told his disciples to have a boat ready for him because of the crowd, so that they would not cross him. He had healed many, and as a result, those who had diseases were pressing upon him to touch him. And whenever unclean spirits saw him, they would fall down before him and shout, "You are the Son of God." He warned them sternly not to make him known. The Gospel of the Lord. St. Paul gave us a teaching. He says, our Savior has destroyed death and brought life to light through the gospel. We are saved, but still we have to the word of God to be lived in us. Is that a hearing? And finish there. The word of God is life. If we don't follow the will of God or the word of God, we are not cured yet, but completely. Jesus wants us to be holy. Holy in the sense that we live in his life. When we receive Holy Communion, yes, his life is in us. But in our mind, his word reverses our human thinking into his thinking. So at times, during the Mass, one or two words from the Gospel or from the Scriptures bear in your mind. During the daytime, meditate a little bit. That phrase that you touch you, that phrase helps us always be more close to the Lord. Otherwise, we're watching so many times and we are watching the television, our mind is go away from the Lord. The Gospel or the Word of God, especially the Word of Jesus, is saving word. Keep it in our mind. Maybe you don't understand all things. It's not important. It's more important whenever something touch you, keep it. You don't have to memorize it all the time. When time comes, it will come out. So be assured that we are all loved by the Lord. But important is what Paul says. He has destroyed death and brought life to light through the gospel. So that is what the footpath of St. Paul. He go into the diaspora to teach people. They don't have gospel before, but they live. So let us try to live today this beautiful word of St. Paul.